Puka slides out and out of the slot, trips to the right. Bender looking that direction. Here comes the backside rush. He throws on a slant. The catch by Charlotte across the 45 to the 50 and just into Longhorn territory on the first down.
Yeah, Charlotte is the outside of three receivers. The ball is thrown low on that skinny post. He goes down to his ankles to catch the ball. But what Charlotte did that was impressive is it really didn't miss stride. He continued to run upfield as he went down to catch that ball.
18-yard play. Jayhawks first and 10 now at the Texas 49. Bender drops back, looks right, throws that way, almost intercepted as it was intended outside for Charlotte once again. And diving in the secondary, B.J. Foster had a beat on it.
Yeah, Foster the underneath corner on that. Bender's been fortunate a couple of times. Actually, the pick that went against him may have been more just an outstanding defensive play. But that ball was just kind of thrown lazy.
I don't think he saw Foster.
Quick out route. Yeah, didn't see Foster.
Sliding over on the interior. Delayed handoff to Puka Williams. He'll bounce to the outside to the left. Down to the 40. And it's going to be just shy of first down. Osai and Davis converging on the stop. But it's going to be a third and short for the Jayhawks.
5:14, clock running. Kansas needs three scores. One timeout remaining for Kansas. So they're going to have to score multiple times and get one very, very quick.
Third and one at the 40. Bender throws quick to Kerr Johnson. Left side, enough for first down to the 35, and that'll move the chains.
Clock stops momentarily. Bender's going to line them up. Kansas runs this up-tempo all the time, so they should be very good at it. Doesn't really take them out of their normal sets.
11th first down for the Jayhawks. Puka Williams to the right of Bender. Two wideouts each direction on a first and 10 at the 35 of Texas. Bender, tons of time. Here comes the backside rush. Got to get rid of it. Ball is loose. Adeniji, I think, jumped on it at the 35-yard line as crashing off the corner that time for Texas. Yeah, was Jeffrey McCulloch, who had the big interception earlier, and that time knocked the ball free. Peyton Bender.
Josh, you alluded to it. He's got to have that eye looking for it on the perimeter and see that coming, because as you said, it took an eternity to look over, and eventually you got to be expecting some pressure. You got to get rid of the ball.
So a second and 10 as the Jayhawks got it back. Adeniji was on top of the fumbled football. Bender back to pass, looking left, scans the field, throws across the middle and complete, but a nice shoestring tackle by Wheeler on Khalil Herbert.
But that one doesn't stop the clock because it wasn't a first down. 3:49 remaining.
Just to pick up a four on
but
the play.
You're moving in the right direction, albeit just not as fast as you would like to see. It would take an onside kick and a stop after a touchdown.
3:35 and ticking. Williams goes off in the flat right side. Bender will throw on a corner route. And a nice catch and touchdown. Daylon Charlotte. What a throw by Bender, and what a play by Daylon Charlotte for the touchdown.
Yeah, this is a back shoulder, and I think that's why it's successful, as Charlotte knew it was coming, and the corner really didn't know it was coming. Charlotte went back for the ball and brings it in and uses his strong hands, and he's a pretty big kid, to get a big score for Kansas. So reviving of a little hope for Kansas, 3:27 remaining, trailing 24-13-14 with a PAT coming up.
31-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Bender to Daylon Charlotte, his second touchdown grab of the year. Gabe Rui on for the extra point.
And that was just a vertical back shoulder throw by Bender.
Rui's extra point is up and good. So the Jayhawks get a touchdown, trim it to 10, 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Texas 24, Kansas 14. Nine-play, 70-yard drive capped off by the touchdown pass from Bender to Charlotte.